the super collider. It had nothing to do with anything. Let me put John to rest. John, this is done. This compilation, this whole scheme, this whole scam, this whole operation is connected with the elite conspirators from the administration to the San Luis Obispo connection and into Texas, and is being revealed as to the players coming out of Texas. I wanted him to get to the list finally that has Ross Perot's name on it, but he can't seem to find it. So we'll just have to leave all these question marks alongside that super collider. What they wanted to do was require the government to do something, and in exchange for keeping quiet, the same kind of agreements they wanted from Commander Hatton to keep silent, you know, until we get out here, we'll make it worth your while to keep your people alive, etc. But you are dealing with people who do not keep their word. But you are also dealing with instruments that basically are valid currency in the hands of whoever holds them. Now, these documents at this particular moment have been exchanged and exchanged and exchanged because they cannot keep ahead of the bank closures. And these instruments must be physically placed somewhere. So it has been Texas that has been so involved. And it was that Texas was going to have to put up originally at least 50%, it was more than that in the beginning, to have that super collider project worth billions. So the blackmail went back and said, all right, we may play ball with you, but we expect at least 50% coming back to us from these funds for that super collider project. Then they upped it to, we want 100% for the super collider project. So we're talking payoffs and dealings. So it doesn't have anything to do with the super collider. That just happened to be the project endpoint at the time that this was found out. So don't worry about the super collider. Doesn't have anything really to do with it.
That's a good explanation. I used to work in this.
This is tape number 2 on November the 29th, 1992. The number 12 and number 13 trustees on the list are indicated with only question marks, and there's a comment about it. As I believe from investigation that number 12 above is a British trustee for Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon, and that number 13 is the United Nations, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, SDR Special Drawing Rights.
That's exactly true, too. That is a good assumption.
Mr. President, this brings us to the real problem at hand. All of the above referenced and the enclosures is a small summary of the Treasury Great Report, but as important is the trial in Texas. Most of us feel quite sure that his trial will be postponed for several months for reasons that can't be exactly defined at this time, but irregardless of when the trial happens, he is prepared to introduce into evidence and provide third-party licensed testimony of the existence of the secret treaty and the certifications of the financial instruments. Additionally, he and his associates are preparing other legal actions if the trial is postponed. Mr. President, I believe you are the only entity that can solve this horrendous national and international Armageddon.
Right, because one of those wondrous trustees is Kissinger Associates.
Ooh. forgive me, a non-political ordinary citizen, for attempting to give the President of the United States of America some advice for the benefit of our country. But since you probably are not informed about this Treasury Gate matter, you could resolve this quickly and successfully. All public indications point to the fact that you are a man of God, willing to do the right thing for your country.
Now, this will make you throw up, but it's I have to admit, it's a pretty good approach.
Willing to do the right thing for your country and citizens of your country. If that is a correct description of George Herbert Walker Bush, please, Mr. President, solve this problem now before it becomes nasty and overtly political. For your benefit, for the benefit of the people of the United States of America, and for the benefit of our standing on the Judgment Day, please do the right thing. History will judge you as the greatest president and leader of nations ever to serve.
Well, we gave him an opportunity also. He declined.
With my deepest respect and trust, sincerely. Now, I've passed a couple of times a document with Mr. Perot's name on it.
Well, what else do we have to do? I guarantee you nothing more important. Or more intriguing.
Oh, this looks juicy.
And for all of us waiting some rather unique funding, I think we all find it interesting.
This is Dateline 5 p.m., Amarillo, Texas, November the 5th, 1992. 2 days past the presidential election and...
Aren't you glad you left Texas, Wally? It's getting hot down there.
I'm glad to be here.
2 days past the presidential election, and again we have been lied to by our government and the liars representing the government. As you read the following information, continue to remember that you as a taxpayer, citizen, and patriot of the United States of America have been had. You might even conclude that it matters little if the president is Bush, Clinton, or Perot. Neither would deal with the real truth at this time. It is our intention to literally force them to deal with these critical financial issues now and forever. When you receive this info package relating to Treasury Gate, please make as many copies of this 18-page package as you want and provide them to your friends, relatives, business associates, elected officials, etc. Then, when you...
This is security and it gets us off the hook for plagiarism.
Then when you order the Treasury Gate information, write, call, fax, or go see your elected officials and tell them that you simply will not stand for this to happen to your country. If you wish, call me to visit about what you have read, seen, and heard. Invite me to speak to your civic, political, religious, or business organizations. Give me your ideas, thoughts, and opinions by phone or in writing. I will print those ideas and provide them to the whole country if you desire. If you have doubts about what you read, I will supply references that you may contact to ask them about me, Greenlight Group, and Treasury Gate.
I just want you to be careful when you get to name.
You will all find that I am an open book. I will not lie to you, but I will call a spade a spade. You will also read herein that we intend to take this fight to the people and ask the people to help us. We are going to use every legal means available to resolve Treasury Gate for the benefit of the citizens of the United States of America. If you want any of the following, help your country now. Number one, total and immediate elimination of the national debt. 2, substantial reduction in income taxes. 3, the best public school system in the world. 4, meaningful reduction in crimes of all kinds. 5, health care system that works and works for everyone. Jobs, that's a repeat of number 5. And number 7, I guess, a president and Congress that works for you. Number 8, available financial credit for almost everyone. 9, stability, growth, and financial freedom. As you will learn, I can prove that Treasury Gate is not only real, but also valid from an informational and financial standpoint. What each of you need to ask yourself and your elected and appointed officials is, who knew about Treasury Gate and when did they know, and when, what did they know and when did they know it? Here are a few names that have received Treasury Gate, but so far will not respond specifically. Number one, Governor George Bush. Number two, Senator Phil Graham from Texas. Number three, Governor Bill Clinton. Number four, H. Ross Perot. Number five, the United States House of Representatives. Number six, the United States Senate. Number seven, the Attorney General William Barr. Number eight, Chief of Staff James Baker. Number nine, most TV, radio, and newspapers represented in the press galleries in Washington, D.C. Number 10, the following specific entities, Senators Benson, Nichols, Boren, Mack, Hatch, Representatives Rose, Foley, Gingrich, Combest, Gonzalez, Wilson, Thornton, Barnard Jr., and Sir Polias. Within the Treasury Gate data, I report specifically that Bush, Baker, Graham, and others are crooks of the worst kind. The rest may well be the same unless later redeemed. But wait, there's more. The number 2, 3, 4, and 5 entity in the CIA is in control of Treasury Gate. The FBI and DEA is involved, and I can prove all of this both on a local basis and a national basis. I would like to get into the Federal Reserve, but that is inside the Treasury Gate data. Finally, and again, I need your help. Because I need you, you need me, and I am available to you virtually 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. The bottom line is I will not quit. I can prove Treasury Gate, will prove Treasury Gate, and with your help, we'll take Treasury Gate to the entire nation. Reed?
That's enough. That's okay. The rest goes on with just discussion.
Please.
Yes.
Do we have a Pleiadian in disguise here?
Well, if we do, I'm not going to break the disguise. We have a patriot.
Thank you very much for this information. My mind is relieved immensely.
It does make clear some of the things that have been stalling out, and I understand you ones have been extremely patient. But this is one of those incidents where curiosity can get you killed. And you're not, even at this point, regardless of who you are, what you might be involved with, or how you might be trying to resolve some of your own perceptions, don't push so hard that the valid workers within the group of workers efforting to get some positive resources available get hurt or cannot get those transactions consummated. There are many, many valid transactions going on. The obvious point is to make sure through the banks, etc., especially the Federal Reserve and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and Kissinger Associates, etc., that those transactions don't get finished, because the point is to confiscate everything and hold the power over all nations, all people. And you must understand that everything they give you, everything without exception, at its very best, is only partial truth. You have an opportunity to know these things and to have reached a level of discernment with capability of understanding and seeing exactly what's happening. I know that it is both expensive in money and time. And these ones have done all they can. They cannot go and relinquish further funds. There aren't any. to make sure that every person who might like to read, if they only had time and they could come to some agreement with self that maybe it's valid and maybe there are holes and maybe there is God after all. That's your responsibility. That is no longer these ones' responsibility, nor, quite frankly, is it mine. Mine is to bring the word. Yours is to do with it whatever you will. Mine is also to get a remnant through. And resources for that particular mission were established long ago, actually at the time of Lemuria's fall. And now, very much of those resources have gotten tangled into this mess. And when I say let my people go and let my funds flow, I mean it. I am ticked. Now, you ones can sit on your assets all the rest of your possible existence. But I'm telling these ones to let my people go, and I expect to have that which I need with which to work. I'm not out to overthrow your banks or anybody else. I'm out to get a remnant through. I'm out to offer either freedom or the trip home to God's people. I would like to stay around and be able to help reclaim a beautiful planet and bring it back into balance. But the only way it's ever going to happen is through the truth and through your own coming again into balance. You can make every excuse that you want for your behaviors. You can go from one religious doctrine to another and say, well, I picked this one and I picked this one and I picked this one from these various ones, and I know that it's okay because I feel it. If it is against God's laws, it's not all right. Does he condemn you for it? That's between you and him, and certainly none of my business. My business was to make sure, as is the teachings of Sananda, Isu Emmanuel the Christ, what those laws are, to remind you. But now I'm irritated. I'm right up against it. I'm right up against your political conspiracies. They know they cannot buck anything that I choose or decide to do. But I'm putting them on notice right now. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of broken agreements because you think you've gained a little power. You don't know what I'm allowed to do when I get damn good and ready to do it. You assume somebody said there was an angry God. You better pay attention. Good. You've got a pretty damn irritated helper. Now, we're just fine, people. You're eating, you're not starving, you don't look like Somalia. But any human species that would allow the use of innocent beings in this obscene, pornographic matter and manner is despicable. And to pull your troops away so you are sitting helpless is unacceptable. I cannot, nor will I, nor have I any intention of intervening in that, or interfering in what comes down. You ones are going to take the stand, not me. I'm not interested. I have a mission. And your sexual preferences, your activities, have no interest to me whatsoever. You better get to learn the rules and know whether or not you are deliberately breaking those in the face of God or not. That is between you and him. But I do have a mission And it is a pure peace, pure friendship, pure love. And I expect my people to be left alone. I don't mind the games. I don't even mind the attacks, because that teaches you ones who claim to be in my service and my helpers, etc., to wipe your noses and get on your feet and take a stand, for goodness sakes. But I certainly don't expect you to go out there and get an Uzi machine gun. Nor do I expect you to break all the laws of the commandments for balanced life and living. I expect you to be as responsible as the resource whereby ones come. How can you, even if we have no group, sit in here and proclaim that my information is right and then go out and live in a manner that makes it look otherwise? It's all right that you do that. Just don't claim to be in my clan. Ignorance is wonderful, and it's everything. Deliberate actions are another thing, and you don't have to answer to me. And you can get by with anything that you do or say by saying, well, in my opinion, I don't agree, and therefore I'm doing this. Is it acceptable? That's up to you and God. Quite frankly, it's not acceptable to me. But then I'm not making the rules. I'm stuck in them just like you are. And I know what the other limitations are. So yes, indeed, I am here in response to petitions. I will do the very best that I can with what I have to work with to help you even protect your assets to the very best of my ability. Because my own ones who ask in honor and in service to fill this need until we can get this flowing coming from its proper source. Will we ever get it done? I don't know, precious ones. Does that mean we quit? What else have you got to do? You're going this way. I suggest we cannot do worse than that. Remember, God wins. So sometimes it pays to stay on his team. And you don't have to worry about Mr. Shevardnadze, but you better know what he's doing. You don't have to worry about the Russians and the lie and the Soviets and the lie, but you sure better know about the Khazarian hierarchy. And that there was an enemy of them before they became so cotton-picking strong. Because when they get into their battle, you are going to get hurt. And you better want to be on the right side for the right reasons, not just to keep from getting your toe squashed. And ones will say, well, why didn't you tell us who they were in the very beginning? Then I could have. No, you wouldn't have. It's taken 4 years and going on 70 volumes. And most of you haven't read it. Most of you want all the answers, but you won't bother to read. And if you read it, you don't bother to study it enough to know what you have just read. That's up to you. I am here today to reach beyond you. And this is going on a take because our people are all out there. And once again, I'm putting the adversary on notice. You're now playing with the wrong team. Because when you cross the command, you're not going to like the results. And there's some pretty nasty stuff going on. And I'm warning you, gang, off. Off.
You feel like talking about that Plum Island scandal that's coming out? Talking
about it. It's just more of the same. I can talk about it, Patricia. There's been a massive escape, really, mm-hmm. a viral infection material from Plum Island. Plum Island is a research island where they research these magnificent viral products in animal studies, animal hosts. You know, it's called walking around. Smallpox stuff. And there was a massive escape. And unfortunately, you see, Plum Island is off of New York. And there was an onshore wind from Plum Island the day that this happened. Now it's coming out that many, quote, safe workers over on that island are coming down with some of those long incubating problems, diseases of the nervous system, eruptions, etc. So I don't really have anything more to discuss than that, other than that people around New York are going to experience quite a few strange flu symptoms. And of course, that takes in all of that area of New England.
They kept emphasizing that it was like animal stuff all the time. So you knew that there must be something up because they kept repeating it there a couple of days about this situation.
Yes, they had to say something.
Okay.
And of course, you know that if a sheep or a dog or something gets something, it's not going to go over to any other animal. Isn't that logical? Just because you are a mammal and you breathe and... Come on, people. If a dog can get it, you can get it. If a bird can get it, you can get it. Quite frankly, if you can get it, a plant can get it. Just like radiation. Some of these things affect every living thing. And every living thing is everything. Everything. All. Whole. Everything. Can it move out into the universe? Absolutely. That's where we come in. The lies are beginning to be uncovered. You see, it isn't important in this room that you know this person's name. I will announce it at some point here. Not in this room today. Because the adversary knows who it is. So I'm not keeping secrets. Don't misunderstand. I'm keeping your security. And we're pushing this farther to ensure that they don't touch him. They've already locked him up. And now it's going to really be a confrontation. But unless you ones are willing to take it farther, the Weavers of the world, the Campbells of the world, and these patriots will be wiped out. Publicity is all that saves. And yet, also, through the publicity, you touch a lot of people and they begin to see a direction to function. And if you're going to do things through the law, let's do it properly. Let's, for goodness sakes, let us scrounge, let us do whatever is required to support that Constitutional Law Center. You cannot do it without the Constitution. And we've provided you a seed, a place to start. But these people cannot bear it longer. And the ones that come to the Constitutional Law Center, like the Dan clan, they already have exhausted everything and had everything they have taken. So if you still have anything to offer, offer it. Because the elite plan to get it from you anyway. The only way you can save anything now is to give it away. The only way. And it would behoove you to give it into God's hands. I didn't say the local church house for the building fund. I said into God's hands so that it can be used to go.